Hey, you press play. Awesome. It's LaShonda Henry here, and you are officially inside my Daily Direction series. This is a space where we get to play, and I get to talk to you about some really smart ways to be focused, to be fired up, to maintain your momentum, and tap into your profit potential, right? Tap into your profit potential inside of your online business. So hopefully you're enjoying this series, because I have thus far been sharing, you know, different topics like how to reach more people, how to manifest money, how to build without burnout, you know, all that good stuff. And today I want to continue the conversation by talking about how you can make every day payday. Right? Wouldn't that be great if every day was payday? For most people in the world, payday is rare, right? It comes maybe once a week, once a month, but not as often as most people would like, right? Especially most people, they have 9-to-5 jobs, right? And so it's kind of like, yay, right? It's payday. Today is Friday. And if that's your payday, you're probably like, yes, I totally understand. You know, that rarity when it comes around, it's like so exciting because you can't wait until it comes back again. For me as an entrepreneur, and for somebody who's been able to sustain my business for the last 17 plus years, every day is payday, right? Every day is a day to get paid, to make money, and to tap into profit potential. So for me, it's not like, yay, it's Friday, or yay, it's payday. It's okay. I got paid. Good stuff. Keep it moving. So what I want to help you do as an entrepreneur is to transition from feeling like, yay, it's payday, because it's so rare, to, okay, awesome, I made a payment, or rather, I got paid for something, and that's regular, right? So transitioning from rare to regular with respect to consistently making money. Now, there are a ton of different things that I do to make every day a payday. I'm going to share about 3 of them with you today, but do not worry. I will consistently continue to share these great topics like making every day a payday on a regular basis inside of Daily Direction. So before we even get started, one of the reasons why I feel like this is such a powerful conversation to have is, again, all fun and jokes aside, I understand the excitement around the rarity of paydays and being even more excited if you could imagine being able to get paid for what you love every single day. That's one of the reasons why I was inspired to have this conversation with you. But also because I'm going to be honest with you, just being able to create a business that you don't just launch, but you create and consistently build on, that is a space that a lot of entrepreneurs are not blessed to be in. I honestly consider myself to be one of the lucky ones. Over the last 17 plus years, I've seen businesses close and open. I've seen people put in lots of money, thousands of dollars into brands that, you know, they were great the first month or even the first year, and then all of a sudden they're gone. So I, again, consider myself to be blessed to still be here, and I want to make sure that I can help clear out a path for you so that you can have that same kind of experience. You know, I've been working for myself for 17 plus years. I've been working at home for 10 going on 11 years. I've seen entrepreneurs start working for themselves, or, you know, open a brick and mortar business and have to close it, or, you know, they get off the 9-to-5 world to start working for themselves, and all of a sudden they're back in the 9-to-5 world because the business could not sustain itself. I've seen it all, and I'm still here, which is something that I feel like allows me to be in a position to share with you the strategies that have helped me maintain, okay? Maintain and, of course, grow. So that you know that, that's kind of the motivation behind the conversation today. Let's get into the meat of it. And this particular conversation, when I thought about what I wanted to share with you today, it was kind of inspired by one of my recent clarity calls. A young lady reached out, she connected, spoke with me over the phone very recently after participating in my Simplify Serve and Sales Challenge. So she loved the challenge. She was able to utilize the strategies in my sales challenge, which is a 28 days I share how you can get better at selling one thing. Love the challenge, got a great experience from it. I said, you know what? I've been able to successfully sell my digital products. And now that I stopped, I feel a lull, Like, you know, I stop selling, things stop selling, and I want to be able to consistently have my digital products sell for me. So what can I do to sell more on a consistent basis, right? And what a great question that is. And I'm sure you may even have that question yourself, right? Not even just digital products, but if you think about it, when you've got that fresh launch smell, you start to sell something and you hopefully you get some sales from it. But once the launch is over, what do, right? Create something new. Those are all smart, great questions. And that's what we talked about on that call. So let me give you a little bit of backstory because I'm a visual girl and I kind of want you to visualize the experience that I created and had with this particular client recently so that I can share with you how out of that experience, in a lot of smart ways, I'm able to make every day a payday. So first thing being, this particular client actually signed up for my 3-for-1 clarity sessions. So I have this great opportunity that over at sistersense.com/3CC, so that's the number 3 and then the letter C 2 times, so sistersense.com/3CC, the opportunity is to sign up to get access to 3 clarity calls with yours truly. And that 3-call bundle, essentially you get 2 calls that you pay for and then 1 free on me. So quite a few ladies have opted in. This particular young lady opted in via that bundle. Okay. So before I go any further, I'll say this. One of the ways in which I am consistently getting paid on a regular basis, right, making every day a payday, is by finding smart ways to sell the offers that I've created, right? So I've got my Call Me page, callme.sistersense.com, and people can go there and they can schedule a call with me. But as I'm sure you know, putting up a page and leaving it there is not necessarily going to guarantee that people are going to go to that page, see your stuff, buy your stuff, and opt in. Right. So you probably got a few pages on your website and you're like, man, LaShonda, I'm not making any money. Well, one of the things that you have to do outside of creating the page is you've got to send people there. Right. But here is the thing. Here's the rub. Here's the most important part. If you do a launch and you proactively send people there that first week or that first couple of weeks or that first couple of months, and then you stop. Right. It was good then, but it slows down because you stop the conversation. So one of the things that I've learned is that I have to have consistent conversations around the offers that I create in different ways, in lots of creative different ways. And like I mentioned to you before, my Simplify, Serve, and Sell 28-Day Sales Challenge, I talk about 24 smart ways to sell one thing. Right? You've got to create consistent conversations. So me coming up with the bundle, right? The three calls in one bundle, that's a fresh conversation. So I don't always have to say, hey, go to here and go and schedule a call with me. I can say, well, hey, you know, right now you can get 3 calls. And you just pay for two of them and one of them is on me. Go to sistersense.com/3CC to sign up. Create a new conversation around your offer, right? Because you can't just have that one and done launch. You've got to be consistent with the conversations. That's number one. So this particular client opted in because of that bundle, right? Number two, this particular client opted in because of that conversation. And that is really important. Now, outside of taking the Clarity Call offer and then making it a beautiful bundle, right? That appeals to a lot of customers, by the way, when you can take one thing and then give them a whole lot more of that one thing. Number two, it's about creating conversations around the offer, right? A great example of that, before I dive even deeper into this particular example with this client, as I'm creating this Daily Direction audio message for you, I'm also in the process of rebooting, redesigning my patio. I love succulents. I love fake foliage because I do not have a green thumb, but I love to be creative and crafty. So I'll get all these nice fake foliages and kind of make the patio porch my personal Oasis make it what I want it to be. So one of my favorite places is Michael's, and they very recently inboxed me and said, hey, I don't know if you know it, but there's 3 days left. We've got 70% off clearance. You need to come in. So of course I ran, in there, and all of my fake foliage and succulents and all these amazing things are 70% off. And I just racked up, right? I'm just like in craft heaven. I share this with you because one of the things that Michael's and all my favorite brands are doing, well, that I do, I emulate, that you should do as well, is again, have consistent conversations around your offers. Okay. So if Michael's didn't send me an email message and say, number one, this stuff is on sale, it's 70% off, and there are 3 days left to it, I wouldn't know, I wouldn't care, I wouldn't go. So if you've got stuff and either the page is just sitting there or you've got an email list, but you're not consistently sending them stuff out, you're basically hurting yourself, right? You're limiting your ability to make every day a payday because those conversations and that consistency is not there, right? So one of the things, by the way, I love about this particular example, the Michael's example, is that it's in line with the strategy EAC Express Alert Convert. Okay. So if you participated in my Simplify, Serve, and Sell challenge, or if you have my Simple Sales Workbook, and you may go, LaShonda, I don't have it. Where is it? SisterSense.com/simple. Okay. That's where my simple system, all the information about the challenge is there. I share what I've created, and inside of that simple system, I have what I like to call my six EACs of sales. These are all sales techniques that I use, right? One of those EACs is Express Alert Convert. When you are selling, as often as possible, you want to express a sense of urgency around why people need to take your offer. You want to alert them of any updates and changes so that they're motivated to not just put the stuff in the checkout box, but actually purchase it. Because a lot of times people will put the stuff in the checkout box, leave it there, and never come back, more often than you can imagine. So if you can consistently express urgency and alert them of updates, you can find yourself in a space where you're converting on an a more optimized level, right? So Express Alert Convert, that's one of the EACs that I teach. I have six of them that I've personally created. It's a signature system, my simple system. Again, that's inside of the Simplify, Serve, and Sell Challenge over at sisterSense.com/simple, right? So that technique is actually what motivated me to go to Michael's and spend way more than I care to share with you here. But you know, when you've got those things that you love, whether it's you love shoes or you love to go to the spa and get your nails done or your hair done. I'm a crafty girl and I love to just kind of sit down, sip some sweet tea, you know, whether it's on the porch or in my living room and just create stuff, you know, quietly by myself, or my son is a crafty kid. So, you know, do stuff with him. Side note, we just recently worked on DIY fidget spinners together. So point being, we all have those things that we love to do. And so when the brands that we love send out these great offers and opportunities on a consistent basis, they're able to generate revenue because of those creative, consistent, clever conversations that they have with us. Okay. So, I said to you, number one, I had this bundle. My client took advantage of that, right? Number two, because I created the bundle, I had to start creating conversations around the bundle, which made her aware of that, particular offer that's being available. Number one, she's on my list. Number two, she's in my private Facebook group. Number three, she follows my live stream videos. So between one, two, and three, the Facebook group, live stream videos, and emails, I'm consistently having conversations with not her, but my entire community. But out of either one or two or all of those platforms, she was able to say, ooh, I want to get that. I want to sit down and I want to talk to you and sign up for that particular bundle. Okay. So on the call, moving forward, right? I'm a visual girl. So hopefully this conversation, like the idea juices are flowing, right? And you're like, bing, bing, bing. thing. Oh my God, that makes sense. That makes sense. Oh, I'm going to do this, right? I want to make sure that the ideas are flowing for you and you're getting inspired by this conversation. That's what daily direction is all about. So once we got on the call and she said to me, okay, LaShonda, I love the fact that I was able to generate sales and sell my digital stuff. But there is a lull and I want to make sure I can consistently do this. How do I make that happen? Great question. I shared with her about 4 different ways for her to do this, different strategies that I use to be consistent when it comes to sales. Okay. When I talk about the ping, 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 she was like, listen, I am an action oriented girl. So the fact that you gave me in this 30-minute period, some really great action steps that I can get off the phone and now take, I'm super excited about that. Plus, by the way, because she got the 3-in-1, it's an opportunity for her to absorb what I gave her in the 30-minute call, use that as, basically take the action steps and implement, and then she's got 2 more calls to jump on with me so that we can talk even further, right? Now, here's the deal. When I got on the phone with her, that experience for me, the best way I can describe it is what I like to call listen, learn, launch. Listen, learn, launch. I've got a lot of information based on many years of me doing this stuff online. So when I get on the phone with clients, I'm already ready to share my information. But one of the things that I tell people all the time is that in the process of teaching, I learn. I learn the questions that my clients have. I learn the struggles that they're going through. I learned what they find worked for them based on what they've gotten from me. Right? Those experiences are, it's not a one-way street, it's two-way, right? And so as I'm listening to her, and this is something that I do, by the way, when I'm on clarity calls, I'm thinking, you know what, this is a great question. And I'm sure other people have this question. Okay, I had a good launch. I sold some stuff. How can I keep it steady? How can I sell my digital stuff on a regular basis, right? So I just kind of made note of that and I continued in the conversation and I listened. I listened and I learned and I shared the 4 strategies with her and she was super excited. She got off the call. I can't wait to talk to her again. Okay. After that experience, while it was still fresh in my mind, I said, you know what? Now that I've learned about some of the things that I feel like is these things are not just issues and concerns that she's going through, but I'm sure a lot of my clients are going through. I sat down and I said, you know what? Let me think about this. What are all the different things that I do to consistently sell a product, right? I started with the 4 recommendations with her. I kept writing and writing and writing and ended up with 14 ways. So 4 ways turned into 14 ways to sell more digital products. And in the process of doing that, I was like, wait a minute, man, I have a training that I did. And it was a case study. It's called 21 Ways to Make More Sales. I said, man, this is one of my favorite case studies I did a while back, but it was on 6-figure and $1 million entrepreneurs and brands. And I looked at 21 great examples of how those particular brands make more sales, how they're able to increase and maintain what they have. So I said, this is perfect. I'm going to create a new training. And in that training, I'm going to share my current 14 ways to sell more of a particular product. Number 2, I'm going to, as a gift, put in the 21 more ways to make more sales because that was a great training. I'm going to put that in there as a gift. And number 3, I'm going to mention the fact that in addition to that training, I also have the Simplify, Serve, and Sell Challenge over at sissasense.com/simple. So if in addition to listening to the training on 14 ways to sell more of that product, they want to learn 24 ways to sell, just to sell in general, they can take the Simplify, Serve, and Sell Challenge, which would be a great complement to this new training. Okay, so ding, ding, ding. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing just taking all of these different pieces into account? This is how I make everyday sales. Okay. In this case, I'm listening intently to the clients that I have, especially when I'm working with a client one-on-one. I'm learning attentively learning, as I teach learning what my clients are needing and launching. That's the big one, launching, so that I'm consistently creating content that is going to further help more clients based on what I've learned from my current clients. Okay. I have something called my Easy LPP, and this is where it starts. Okay. Over at sizzlesense.com/LPP. The Easy LPP system is basically a training that I created so that I can easily show clients how to, over the course of like a weekend, create quick quality content. Okay. And I put everything in there. I basically, in this Easy LPP, I have to say, I have to attribute one of my clients to helping me come up with this concept, because she said to me, you know what, LaShonda, I need you to map out a digital product that I can create, and I need you to tell me everything. I need you to tell me what I need to name it, what I need to put in it, how I need to package it, how I need to sell it, all of that, right? So I created Easy LPP because I wanted the process to be easy, and that I could literally say, this is what it's going to be called. This is how you put it together. This is how you make the actual digital product. I'm telling you the tools to use. And again, that is over at sizzlesense.com/LPP, right? So that system, the Easy LPP system, is the exact same system that I am using to create 14 ways to sell more digital products. So every time a client comes to me and I intentively listen and I learn, I'm able to quickly launch a complementary product that they purchase and other people purchased, because it's in line with the questions, the struggles, and the top priorities of the people that I serve, right? So that's one of the strategies, kind of like a multifaceted way. You know, today I'm talking about one of the strategies that ultimately works really, really well for me, okay? So let's recap. Let's recap so I can kind of put this in a nice little bow box for you, and then share with you some exercises that you need to try today, okay? Number one, smart bundles. Okay. Smart bundles. Can you look at what you're trying to sell right now and come up with a smart bundle? Try that exercise. Okay. Because if you can strategically come up with smart bundles, number one, you can take a product that costs one amount, and then you can charge maybe two or three times more because now you've got this bigger bundle, right? How awesome is that? Number two, it allows you to create a new conversation around your offers, right? So in creating that conversation, you can find a great way to talk about it in a different way, right? So I don't just have to say, okay, you can call me. Now I'm saying, well, listen, why just call me once? Go to sizzlesense.com/3cc and get three calls with me, right? So we can talk whenever you need help. Kind of like that doctor who's on call. Consider this is your SizzleSense on call service. Check in with me when you need, right? When you need me. So going from creating that bundle to creating smart conversations around the bundle, also creating a sense of urgency, right? I can only do so many of these three for ones. So once I hit a certain amount, then I close it out, and then periodically I go back and I put it back in, right? So whether it be me periodically opening and closing the three for one, because that's not something that I do all the time. It's possible you may go there and it's not there, it's closed. But it's something that I do, you know, every now and again, depending upon my schedule. And it's a strategy. It's an EAC strategy, Express Alert Convert, that works for me, but it works for other brands, multi-billion dollar brands. This is a tried and true technique. It's just that inside of my system, I define it and explain it in a way that made sense to me, that made it easier for me. Actually, one of the ladies in the Simplify, Serve, and Sell Challenge, she said, you know what? Selling always felt sleazy to me, and it also felt like something that other people were natural at, and I just was not good at. So she said, I really enjoyed the challenge because you de-sleazified the concept of sales, number one. And number two, you made it, you described it in a way that I felt like I could actually do this. Versus when I look at other people and I'm like, how the hell do they do that? You know, you just kind of made it actionable for me. You made it easier for me to actually start to implement sales strategies. So Express Alert Convert is something that works really well, and it allows me to consistently create a space where I am making every day a payday. Right. This idea of before I go to the next one, as I said before, I want each of these to be exercises for you. So number one, as I mentioned, can you think about bundles that you could potentially create? Number two, can you think about the conversations around your offer? So can you use the EAC strategy in some way, shape, or form? As I mentioned, for me, I can only take on a certain amount of 3-for-1 clarity call. I can only give out a certain amount in certain times because I do have a whole lot of other stuff going on. So I close it and I open it, and I do let clients know that this is a limited time offer. I also gave you the example of Michaels, right? And they have, you know, the next season is coming. So all the succulents and all the great stuff that were like ridiculous prices over the last couple of months, now they're like 70% off, right? And I get a couple of days to go grab what I want because eventually they're not going to be on the shelf anymore because now there are new things coming on the shelf. That Express Alert Convert, if you can provide people with legitimate reasons as to why they need to take advantage of your offer now, they will go and take advantage of your offer now. So can you use that EAC strategy now based on something that you're trying to sell? Listen, learn, launch. Are you working with clients one-on-one or are you going to be on a call with a client very soon? So can you think about either previous sessions that you can go, let me try this look, learn, listen. Let me think about what I talked about with that client. Is there a way for me to take the information that I shared with them and create something new that might work for others? Or that's a great idea, LaShonda. I've actually got a call with a client coming up tomorrow. So then I'm going to try that strategy and try to not in addition to teaching people, really proactively listen to the things that they're asking me and the responses I'm giving, because out of those responses, out of that interaction, there might be a few new products that I didn't even think about, right, that other people would be interested in buying. And as I mentioned to you before, the strategy that I use to not just come up with great ideas of products, but to easily create them quickly is my Easy LPP system. So this is what I use. Once I get these ideas, I'm able to knock them out in between working with clients, working on websites, being a mommy, doing stuff with the family. I'm able to take, you know, a couple of hours or a day or two and create a quick quality product, a digital product that I can then put out there and sell and generate new revenue from. And that's a big thing because a lot of people are in I'm gonna do mode. Maybe that's you. You can raise your hand. If you're in I'm gonna do mode, you go, ooh, that sounds good. Ooh, that sounds good. I'm gonna do. And you got all these things on your I'm gonna do to-do list that never actually gets done. The reason why I make every day a payday is because this stuff gets done. I knock out these digital products like water, like chips. You know, you put your hand in a bag of chips. You can't just eat just one. My digital products are chips. Folks can't just eat just one. And they come back for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 because I'm consistently creating it in a way that some people can't even fathom. They come to me. Sometimes clients will say, I don't know how you do it. It feels like you're always creating something new. And I know that you're busy. I know that you've got a lot going on. How the hell do you make that happen? My answer to that question is Easy LPP. So if you're like, okay, well, I need to start somewhere with this process. Number one, start with these exercises. Think about bundles. Think about listen, learn, launch. Think about, you know, creating strategic conversations of what you're trying to sell. Think about these things that I've mentioned to you today that effectively work for me and see if you can apply them to what you're doing. And like I said, I am an open book. So if you want to start utilizing the same strategy that I use to quickly create content, it's a three-part audio, the Easy LPP. It's a three-part audio, and I walk you through the process of telling you exactly what to create in your next offer. The title of the offer, the title of the offer, what you put inside of it, how you package it. I tell you every single thing inside of Easy LPP. And I also share with you some of my favorite sales and marketing strategies. I've got well over 60 plus trigger words that you can use in your sales copy, and also that you can use inside of your title to enhance it, to make it something that people feel compelled to want to purchase. Again, if you're looking to quickly create quality content, Easy LPP is a great place to start. And again, you can find that over at sizzlesense.com/LPP. Okay. So that is it for today from me to you with respect to some smart things that you can do to make every day a payday. Again, if you are in a space where you're looking to either get into your own startup, or get back into it, maybe you fell off and you're trying to go from 9 to 5 to full-time entrepreneur, hopefully these strategies are helpful to you. I want to make sure that payday is not a rarity, but a regular activity inside of your world, as it's one of my goals to make sure that if I'm being able in a space where I can experience the amazingness that is living the dream and creating this new normal for myself called entrepreneurship, I want to make sure that I can do anything and everything in my power to help you do the same. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this session for today. Any questions, feedback, or commentary, feel free to email me, sizzlesense@gmail.com. And I will be right back here with you real soon with some more Daily Direction.